Now let's do a little update on the studies of one of my favorite condiments called garlic. Garlic comes from Central Asia, originally in northeast Iran. However, it is a seasoning that is used all over the world now. This spice is a relative to onions, leeks, chives, and shallots. It is readily used for cooking and sautéing. The perks of garlic are many, and the health benefits have made many people its fans. The most popular benefit of garlic is its ability to boost the immune system with its powerful ability to fight infection. Garlic contains antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral properties. Garlic in the raw form can be rubbed on skin conditions that are fungi, virus, or even bacterial. One of the components called ajonin can help fight yeast infections. Garlic can also boost immunity. This spice is absolutely loaded with vitamin C. It also contains a high amount of potassium, which means it helps with the absorption of many other nutrients. The smell itself clears up lung and throat problems in many conditions. It helps fight off fatigue. It also helps with digestive problems. Garlic is a major fighter against cancer. There's actually some more studies going on that they may learn concentrations are extremely effective. Studies have linked garlic consumption to a decreased risk for breast, stomach, colon, esophageal, and pancreatic cancer. Garlic is an anti-inflammatory. This spice contains a diol sulfide and a thiocrimonone, which have both proven to have anti-arthritic properties. The regular consumption of garlic helps to block the growing progress of fat cells, which can help ward off obesity because of its sulfur-containing compounds. Garlic can help cleanse the body of toxins. It activates the liver enzymes to get rid of waste. It helps with earaches, of all strange things, when warmed up and dropped into the ear. My mother used to do that with a little added one drop or so of olive oil. It's a great mosquito repellent. If you have skin warts, it'll actually, with regular use, get rid of the warts. When boiled and drank as a tea, it can help get rid of a cough. In some cases, it helps to at least lightly cook the garlic or steam it because it releases some other allicins. Cooked garlic can help lower cholesterol. Slightly cooked garlic can help lower blood pressure. Garlic is quite the superfood and incredibly great for our health. The more we study it, the more we find out. It might make your breath not smell the best, but the benefits far exceed a little aftertaste and inconvenience. The trick is to have a little parsley around, which actually negates the smell of garlic. Beyond using it in so many different recipes, not just traditional spaghettis, garlic is something that we can all have a lot more of. Garlic comes in fresh form, powdered, crushed, you name it. A little garlic a day can really help keep poor health away and is an incredible home remedy that is easy, convenient, and even tasty. And here I might add, in addition to all that, it grows very well here in our part of the country. It should have already been in the ground, but if you haven't put it in the ground, go get some and do it. You can even use a number of the cloves that you can buy at the local grocery stores. I prefer, and I do buy, only organic garlic, just because sometimes they spray it when they move it, and I'm not sure what they spray it with, but it costs a little more. Or you can get garlic sets from most plant house and number of other places that sell nursery plants here in the area. So, hey, put garlic on your list. Can't do you any bad, and it might do a lot of good. There's an old famous statement you've probably heard. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I'm going to give you I'm going to call it my top 10, although that's not quite right, of sustainability choices that we can all make. It helps you, it helps your children, and it's certainly better for our world. Our kids are going to pay for what we're doing wrong, not us. Let's begin with eating organic. Most people don't realize that for each 1% in increase in organic food consumption, 1% now, in the United States alone, pesticide and herbicide use is reduced by over 10 million pounds per year. For 1%, 10 million pound return. Organic food also tastes better and is far healthier than conventional food, and it is probably available at some stores near you. For instance, certainly here in Kerrville is Next Generation. They have a wonderful choice of groceries. Next would be Natural Grocers, which is in Fredericksburg, Texas. All their vegetables and fruits are 100% organic, and so is a great number of their other products. And, of course, we've got HEBs. The HEB in Fredericksburg has a pretty doggone good selection. We're building a new HEB that should be ready in June, I'm told, in Kerrville, that is going to have at least as much selection or even more than Fredericksburg, all organic and natural. It's growing, folks. It's a billion-dollar industry now. Good for you. No reason not to do it. It's a little bit more money, but you actually get... There's some studies that show, even though you pay a little more, nutrition-wise, you're really not. You get more nutrition for your money with a number of different organic products than you do buying conventional, even though on the surface they may cost a little more. And second on my list is something we can also all do, just if we'll just stop and think about it. That's recycle. The average person in the United States produces 1,600 pounds of waste each year. Actually, they claim 1,609 pounds, duh. Recycling can cut that waste stream by about 75% with just a little work. If each of us just recycled the paper, glass, and metal that we have, we would save 162 million tons of material from entering America's landfills each year. And recycling the enormous amounts of plastics we use each day could be even much greater in savings. And unfortunately, even something I can't get many of my family members myself to do, but I do think it's the right thing to do. Deny disposables. Disposable is literally, to me, a dirty word. If we all just used a glass instead of a bottle of water, a coffee mug instead of a styrofoam or plastic cup, we could save 244 billion, that's with a B, folks, billion bottles and cups made from petrochemical-based, that's petroleum, folks, plastics from entering the U.S. waste stream each year. And save money at it all at the same time. How about if we switch to real natural personal care? Using natural personal care has a double benefit. It keeps toxic chemicals off your body and then keeps them out of the waste stream of the environment after they get washed off of your body and down the drain. Remember, here's what I have always said, and this is my personal statement. If you wouldn't eat it, you probably shouldn't put it on your body. You have got to read the list of some of the stuff that are in the shampoos and the things you think are perfectly safe. Toothpaste. Unbelievable. Sulfates, sodium laurels, and things that are, if you look them up, they say, yes, they are probably safe. They're called GRAS, generally accepted as safe. But on other studies done by independents, that's not always the true case. And there's so many natural ingredients and products that we could use to replace them with little or no difference. And as a matter of fact, it'd be better for us. How about natural lawn care? First, I think I've run my little 3 or 4 minute thing on raking leaves 4 or 5 times in the month or so, month and a half I've been here on this station in a Patriot Radio. I reiterate that to begin with. The average suburban lawn uses 6 times the hazardous chemical per acre that conventional farming does. And conventional farming, folks, ranching's pretty doggone bad. And your kids and your pets play on that same piece of property called your lawn. If just 10% of us would switch to real natural lawn care, which I've talked about a dozen times, over 500 million pounds of synthetic fertilizer, pesticides, and herbicides would be prevented from entering the environment. Oh, and incidentally, your kids and your pets' bodies. And what about just regular household cleaning? Those household chemicals that you've have to lock up, keep your children away from it because it says they're hazardous, well, they're collectively not the best thing to have around your house. We dump 32 million pounds of toxic chemistry down our drains every day, just from household cleaning chemicals. No industry, just the household. That doesn't count what goes out into the air itself. Switching to green alternatives from your natural supermarket keeps these chemistries out of our bodies and out of our water supply. Here's another simple solution that not only works very well, but saves you a lot of money over a year's time. filtering your tap water. Filtering your tap water to remove chlorine and fluoride especially provides pure, clean, great-tasting drinking water at a fraction of a cost or environmental impact of expensive, wasteful bottled water that costs more, sometimes more per gallon than gasoline if you add it up. The payback on a $60 water filter, which is what I use, takes only a few weeks for most households. As an added benefit, there's no plastic bottle to leach harmful phthalates, which act like estrogens in our bodies and in our waterways. And you regain your money and get ahead in no time. And one more tip, if you haven't done it, take a little bit of time and make your home more energy efficient. Make sure the leaks around windows and doors are properly insulated. If you have uninsulated outside walls, it's well worth the investment over time. And one more silly thing that I talk about all the time, though, is slowly or whenever you can afford it, change out every light bulb in your house to LED. They're now very affordable. Unlike even the fluorescents, which still were better than tungsten, they don't have any mercury in them. They're not dangerous for the environment. They last 10 times longer than tungsten bulbs, and they're now within the few pennies of being the same cost and really much less expensive when you consider over time how much longer they last. That we just had the rules changed about a year or so ago. Tungsten was supposed to be out of the market, but the administration decided they didn't want to do that, and they said they saved everybody a lot by leaving cheap light bulbs on the market. Well, no, they didn't. It's costing everybody more. As long as you're going to have to get them, you get them. As long as you think you can get them, you'll get them. And that's just not true. Over time, it's costing you more money, cost a heck of a lot in heat. They're so much less efficient than LEDs. Now, if you want a heat lamp, they're still going to make heat lamps. I happen to occasionally raise chickens and things that need a little heat once in a while. That's the only time. And then you're buying them as a heater, not buying them as a light source. Unfortunately, a lot of people just don't take time to think this way, but making small individual changes can lead to broad sweeping changes that will allow us to sustain ourselves for the generations to come, and I'm sure the generations after us will be proud we took the time to do it.